Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
For you today, but before we do anything, we gotta say what's up to Chewy and our ATL family. Hey y'all,
what's up?
Hey,
ATL,
what's up?
Heidi and Frank are gonna join us later to dish about who didn't want to kiss Julia Roberts. What?
And we're gonna go thirst trapping with the stars, honey, and some of them are getting naked. But first, what you got, Sherry?
Well, Gary, it looks like Demi Lovato and Max Eric have ended their engagement. Damn. Started in March, and they got engaged in July, but then things went south fast. Now, Max, who's an actor, he claims he found out about the breakup in the tabloids while shooting a movie.
Wow.
But other sources are saying that that's not true. Demi told Max things were done. Okay. It's not even over yet. There were signs of trouble before when Max allegedly left thirsty messages on posts from Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, and Miley Cyrus. Uh-oh.
Wow.
But Demi said that the screenshots were fake. It still gets worse. Her sister and bodyguard, y'all, both unfollowed Max on social media. All right?
Damn.
You know it's bad when a bodyguard stops following you. Now, Demi was seen without her engagement. She was seen without her engagement ring, and she wore a shirt that said dogs over people on Instagram. With all of this, Portia, who do you believe in this situation? You think Demi would really let her fiancé know on Instagram or social media that she had broken up with him? Talk to me.
Yes, I do. Let me tell you something. Normally, it's the men who blindside the women, and they don't know that it's coming. They divorce you online. Hello. And then they break up with you online. Hello. Okay?
Yep.
So I'm glad that she's hurting his feelings, because he obviously did something really bad to her for her to want to break the engagement. She was so excited about it.
You know, I don't understand why all these men, when you are dating somebody or engaged, why you leave thirsty posts for other celebrities. I was seeing somebody, do you know he left a post? I was on dating him for a couple minutes, and he left a post for Lizzo. And I was like, what are you talking about?
No.
He wants to fly out to see Lizzo. You think I'm not going to see those posts?
No,
like,
he
what?
Didn't.
My Lord.
Well, now it's time for some happier news, y'all. It's time for a smear. It is about Rebel Wilson and Jacob Bush. Now, they were in Monte Carlo over the weekend, where they made their red carpet debut as a couple. Now, and they even went Instagram official with several pictures, including one where Jacob is shirtless and this one right here. Portia, go ahead and hit him with the caption.
You have to do your Australian accent, Portia. Your Australian accent.
Okay, got you.
Which is also the Jamaican accent.
Yeah. Meeting the prince with the Prince Charming by my side. What a night to remember in Monaco.
That was definitely Irish, but we'll take it.
What?
That's it, girl. That's it.
Now, if you caught Jacob's last name Bush and you think it sounds familiar, well, there's a reason why. He's the heir to the Anheuser-Busch Company, and that's not all. He's 29, and apparently he likes the cougar life. Rebel is 40, and he previously dated the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Adrian Malouf, who's also 59.
Listen, this lady hit the jackpot, okay?
Yo, big
I mean, mean, she snagged a good one because he's even worth, even though his family is worth $13 billion, he's got his own company, Porsche and Brat. He's worth $100 million. Yeah. But you know what I would say to Jacob? If you like the Cougars, you can come over to the Dish Nation family and get to the chocolate ice cream, is what I say.
Gary, as a woman of a certain age, such as yourself, darling, are you glad to see Rebel with a younger man?
Yes, ma'am, especially if his last name is on my most refreshing beverage, Bush. Yes, I think it's great, honey. She ain't messing with nothing wrong, boo.
I never thought I would hear Bush come out of Gary's mouth.
Yeah. It's finally Gary said Bush is refreshing. I'm glad you know
man
it, Gary.
Bush.
Okay, y'all, moving on. Retired NFL legend Joe Montana's weekend was like a scene out of The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, baby. Mm. Listen to this, y'all. Joe and his wife Jennifer, they was just chilling at home in Malibu with their 9-month-old grandbaby when an unknown woman broke into their house and tried to kidnap their grandchild.
Oh, wow. My God. Oh, that's
what?
Scary, bro.
Yes. So according to the police report,
scary,
as the baby was sleeping in the playpen, the woman broke into the house, picked the baby up out of the playpen, and held it in her arms. Well,
what?
Joe and Jennifer ran up on the woman and tried to de-escalate the situation, but when that didn't work out, then they had to take it back to the NFL by tackling the woman and prying the baby out of the suspect's arms. This
hell
is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my
so
God.
The suspect fled the scene, y'all. This lady fled the scene, but has been identified, and Joe, Jennifer, and the baby are doing well. Joe thanked everyone for their concern via social media by tweeting, "Thank you to everyone who has reached out. Scary situation, but thankful that everybody is doing well."
It probably was somebody mentally ill that got into their house, you know? But here's the thing. When somebody breaks in your house, you're supposed to put such a hurting on them that it scares anybody else from thinking that they can come into your house.
But not if it's a woman, though, Sherry. Yeah. I'm sorry, honey. Joe Manchin
is
a big
old
man. He could have told her to put the baby down.
You woman enough to break into my house, you woman enough to get your ass beat.
If you wander into my house, you're going to wonder how the hell you got out, okay? Don't you come up in here. Let me tell you. Okay? All right, y'all. Well, it is time for Portia's baby report.
Yay!
All right, y'all. This was super exciting. Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik finally welcome their baby girl into the world.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Aww.
Yes.
Look at
the
that
couple
baby.
Announced the exciting news via social media with a black and white photo of them holding the little baby's little fingers. The street is that Gigi gave birth to the baby at her parents' farm. So how nice and natural is that? Apparently the farm is in Pennsylvania, so it's just like really natural and at home, just
and
so
peaceful. And wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's so funny because we are thinking of like a farm. This wasn't Jesus in the manger. A farm for Gigi Hadid is like, it looks like the Four Seasons, I'm sure. So
even if you got cows and goats.
Well, Gigi and Zayn aren't the only Hollywood parents that'll be swinging Similac. Joaquin Phoenix and his fiance Rooney Mara, they also welcomed a healthy baby boy into the world together.
Aww.
Congratulations. Okay.
That's awesome.
Congrats.
This is what I love about Joaquin and Rooney, because the couple hasn't posted any social media pictures. They named the baby River after Joaquin's late brother, River Phoenix. Isn't that beautiful, guys?
Beautiful.
Yes,
love it.
I love the name
That's
River
a nice tribute.
Anyway. It's just a pretty name.
This is Joaquin's first child. He's 45. This is Rooney's first as well. She's 35. Do you think having kids at this age keeps you young?
It keeps you young. Because listen, I got a 1-year-old. I'm almost 40. So in the morning, you know how you get them aches because you're almost 40? I got to fight through them because I still
got to
feed her. I still got to bathe her. I got to fight through it like a young person. So yeah, I'm about 25 now.
Up next, we're going to tell you why Denzel Washington show Julia Roberts No Love. All of this and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Woo!
Yeah.
Now, Chewy, it is it's just time to say hi to our favorite love people, our favorite Caucasians, our favorite.
Yes.
Just ivory people. We love them so much. Heidi and Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm honored.
Hey, guys. They joined us. So,
let's get right to it. Let's get right to it. Now, we know Denzel Washington is one of the most talented actors of our time. We can all agree on that. Yeah. He's been happily married to his beautiful wife, Pauletta Washington. So he's pretty unproblematic.
Yes.
But I learned this about my girl, Julia Roberts. I didn't know this, but she revealed in an interview a while back that Denzel Washington avoided kissing her. And I remember this movie. It was The Pelican Brief. There should have been maybe like a kissing scene somewhere. You can kind of feel it. They're getting really close. This was back in 1993. Now, he avoided kissing her. Now, there was a theory back then that Denzel did not want to upset his fan base. His fan base, black women. So he did not want to be seen as kissing a white woman because he said, and this is exactly what he said, black women are not often seen as objects of desire on film, and they've always been my core audience. So he had to say, sorry, Julia, can't kiss you because I don't want to upset a group of people.
Back when that happened, I absolutely remember, and all the black women knew that's exactly what had happened. And it was, you know, we weren't being shown in that light as, you know, you didn't see black women in film as objects of desire or leading ladies. So being that I really appreciated that Denzel Washington came and said that because that is, we were his fan base and fan base equals your money.
I will say this, if I have any fan base at all, I think I do, I hope I do, but I will tell you what, I'm willing to lose all of you to be able to make out with Julia Roberts. I don't care. You can all turn your back on me. I got to kiss Julia Roberts.
We would never turn our back on her. We would actually pay to see that.
Yeah, right.
I would pay to see that.
Well, good news for Mike Tyson. He's finally able to vote for the first time ever for this upcoming presidential election. Yes, Mike shared the news with his fans on Twitter that he's excited about being able to vote and wasn't sure he was able to because of his felony record. Now, his home state of Nevada signed a law back in 2019 to restore voting rights to all persons convicted of a felony upon release from prison. So they have to wait even a couple of years after this. So once you're out, you can vote. Chewy, you think this should be happening in all states?
You know, I think if we truly want people to recover and contribute to society and better themselves and their families, not only should the right to vote be reinstated, but traveling and public social benefits and housing and parental benefits.
And owning a gun.
For nonviolent crimes, Frank, I think they should. But, you know, I think everything should be reinstated, and it's great, and I love seeing the states trying to restore former felons' rights.
Sherry, knock on wood, this never happens to you, but if you had a felony and you could not vote this year, what would you do?
I would be on the floor laid out in tears, Heidi, because my first time voting was when Barack Obama ran for president because I was in a religion where you weren't, they didn't want you to vote.
Is that right?
Yeah, we couldn't vote. And I remember walking in that booth with Jeffrey and being able to actually exercise my right to vote. I almost cried. Jeffrey had a temper tantrum. Yeah. We almost became Republicans because he was hitting everything. So my ancestors died for this. And so if I wasn't able to vote, girl, I'd be at the president's office. I don't care who he is going, please, could you pardon me or do something so I could vote?
Don't take it for granted, people. Do not take it for granted. You gotta vote.
Well, regardless of whether it's your first time voting or your 30th time, make sure you register and research how you will be voting. If you need help, check out DishNation.com, where we have all the links you need to get the right info.
And after the break, we go thirst trapping with the stars. Candy Burris posted a picture you have to see. And what stars are getting naked to get you to vote? What? We'll got all that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Yes, and we're going to get it started. Now, we love this woman. This is our girl, Candy Burris. Candy shared these two pictures on Instagram with a warning to her daughter. Okay, you know when you got to put a warning on it, it's something special. Candy said, okay, Riley, do not swipe left. I don't want you to block me. Everybody else, swipe at your own risk. And before y'all start, Todd said, go ahead. I'm giving y'all a 90s Two Live Crew album cover on the second pick. Okay, so if you got to warn somebody, does that make it a thirst trap?
Absolutely, especially if you don't want your kids to look at it. And first and foremost, I don't know why her parents named her Candy when she's clearly the cake lady. Hey. She is serving it.
Oh. Yes.
Big ups to Candy.
Yes. Yeah.
I love this Two Live Crew rendition. You're going to get an insulin attack from this booty, Candy.
Right.
I didn't know Candy had all that.
It's amazing.
What?
Yeah. Next up is Brooklyn Beckham and his fiance, actress Nicola Peltz. It looks like he's taken a selfie with a regular camera, and she shared it on Instagram saying, "I love you more every day." Aww. So does the shaving cream reduce the thirst factor? Is it the towel? Is it the old camera? I'm not sure, y'all. Which is it?
I love the shaving cream. I love all of the tattoos. It's such a real moment of this is what he's doing to get ready, and she's there. So I don't think it's thirst trapping.
You know, the way she has his hand around his neck, it actually looks like an apartment attack. he looks like he's like in serious danger. I don't see really the thirst level in this at all. I see like a cry for help.
All right, next up we have the DJ Diplo, y'all, and he posted this picture with an important message. He said, quote, "Don't forget to register to vote, honey." So what do y'all think of this, y'all? Is this still a thirst trap, even with the message? I don't think it's a thirst trap myself. It's a beautiful picture. He said, "Don't forget to vote."
Gary, this is such a thirst trap. He just needed a caption because he wanted to show his ass. I don't like it when you are full nude. Give me something to make my imagination run. So I don't want to see you full,
nudity. Imagination is not running, Gary, now. You're not seeing front of you. You're just seeing the back. So my imagination is just going out the ceiling. So where's your imagination?
I don't like full nude. So it's a thirst trap. Mm. Yeah.
Well, check it out. This next star went even further than Diplo in trying to send a message. Or is it a threat? I have no idea. But it's Chelsea Handler. She posted this nude picture and really teased us by captioning it. Swipe to see more. But when you swipe, it's not another picture, but it's info about registering the vote. I don't think anybody's going to really swipe on this one. Is it a thirst trap?
I love it. Now I see why 50 Cent was like all over her. Like she's got a nice little body there. I love it.
It looked like you can get cream for that. Whatever was coming out of you is some cream. If you take it for 7 days, it looks like it'll go away. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
This will make you want to vote for Bush all over again.
Hey! Up next, Felicia Rashad is doing something she's never done before. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, I have a major announcement. I need everyone right now to take out your cell phone. I need you to open up your Instagram account, and I need you to follow the one, the only Ms. Felicia Rashad, everybody.
Yo, okay.
On it.
Follow her right now. Yes. Bring your followers and their followers to Miss Felicia Rashad. That's right. Miss Rashad has given in and joined the gram. Check out her first post.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rashad. And at the behest of my sister, Miss Debbie Allen, I am joining the ranks of those who actively communicate through social media. Now, I may not post every day, most assuredly I won't, but I want you to know this is the real Felicia Rashad, and I'm here.
Love it.
Well, first and foremost, apparently I need to go to church because I've been having some very impure thoughts about apparently someone's grandmother. I had no idea that Felicia Rashad was 72 years old.
72,
or should I say years young? Because she looks phenomenal.
Me neither.
We got to clap it up one time for how good she looks, yo.
72.
That is amazing.
Wow, yes.
I was trying to do 35-year-old things to that.
Black don't crack. Brown can get down. Go ahead.
I can't believe it took her sister Debbie Allen to get her on Instagram. You would have thought maybe it would have been Malcolm, maybe even Tempest or anybody else.
Rudy Huxtable,
damn,
somebody.
Big sis.
Well, Miss Rashad, welcome to Instagram. Dish Nation family, we cannot wait to follow you.
There's Trappy with the stars. I can't wait.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.